this is the beginning of Channel One Right and a new reel for Miss Daisy. Miss Daisy's new reel this Saturday morning, the 17th of October, 1970, and the first cold spell, except it's not cold, a front came in last night, started 8 o'clock. Nick's here, came down from, see about transferring that little cold. Suzanne wants that cold. Faye's gone out to give Missy her medicine. It's about 10 o'clock now. I don't know when. Saturday. I don't know whether when Miss Daisy will come up here. Miss Daisy, this Saturday morning, 17th of October, 1970, she said she'd had one. Busy this weekend. Faye just said she'd go down and see about Miss Daisy. This is the beginning of Channel One Right of his new reel, Miss Daisy's new reel, Channel One Right, this Saturday morning, the 17th of October, 1970. Nice, fresh weather.
Enjoyed my pudding, you know.
Oh, you did?
Which, it was good.
Well, I tell you.
And that was the best cake. You made it?
Yes.
We'll see.
I thought it was a little dry.
Well, I couldn't tell it. It was just plenty moist and soft for me.
Well, that scoundrel, she left here, said she had to hurry home.
That she just kept saying, well, Daisy, I must go. I got to take in my clothes. I washed before I left. I said, well, they dried by now. She said, yes, I'm going to take it in. Well, then we stopped on. She's telling me about Ms. Weeks, her aunt, come to see her.
Yeah.
And she said, Daisy, she stayed almost a week. Said she come Wednesday, and she went back Saturday. I said, well, that is nice. I said, I wish I could have seen her. I said, do she live by herself? She said, no, she lives with her baby girl. She said, but Daisy says she's so weak. Says she ain't much good now. I said, oh, don't tell me that. She said, no, she can't do nothing more. She sold a place, and she stays with her daughter. I said, well, that's nice. I said, I wouldn't have thought she would give out so quick. She said, oh, Daisy St. Noah's up in the 70s. I said, well, I'm done 78. She said, well, Daisy, you don't find them like you every day and going.
Well, I should say, you don't find them like you. And she stayed Almost a week.
Almost a week. I asked her, I said, well, when had she been to see you? She said, oh, it's been so long. I don't know, shall I tell you what? I was so surprised when she drove up. So I rang the girl and must have brought her.
Well, she enjoyed it.
Yes, she enjoyed being there. You know, Miss Mary, she'll make you enjoy it whether you want or not.
Is that
the way she treats you, the way she acts and talks. She come up. And I was old to business when she come.
Uh-huh.
And she come up out there and she blowed. So I peeped out the door. I said, oh, that's Miss Mary to my house. Let me go.
Well, you just wonder what they talked about.
Me?
You wonder what they talked about so much.
Ooh. I know Miss Mary's a good entertainer. Miss Weeks, she used to be a talker. But none of them talking when Francis Buster was talking. Nobody talking. You know, you misses them old folks. So, oh, I miss Liza. So, you know, see her coming up the lane, hollering at me. Then she'd come over there lots of times. Me and her talk. She'd do the most thing I do. Listen. It looks like fall.
Yeah.
Feels like it too.
That's right. But like you were saying, not everybody has good talk.
That's right. That's nice. You know, and you can meet somebody and they can just talk and entertain. They ain't talking about nobody. Ain't meddling into nobody's business. And not just talking about themselves, mostly things, what they done, not what I done. Well, now, you know, I like to be around folks like that. But folks that talk, and we I see it, they ain't talking about nothing. Cause it don't mean nothing to them, and it don't mean nothing to me yet. Cause I don't care for other folks' business. I don't care for hearing so much stuff. Like you could find enough if you do anything. Would find enough of yourself.
Of what you're doing.
Or what you're doing. Or what you used to do. And what you can't do now. Things like that. Now, it's Carrie. Now, she's not a good company keeper for me. She always knows something happened out there somewhere. So-and-so did so-and-so, and they say so-and-so. I said, well, Carrie, everybody got their mouth. They got tongue, teeth, and lips. I said, they say what they want. I said, we can't bother about what folks say. I said, don't worry me about what folks else. And then the next thing, folks don't say so much to me. Because I'm home. And I got enough there to keep me company, Miss Mars, without trying to find out what you're doing. Oh, it's been like that. What other folks do, it don't bother me. I don't have time to worry about what other folks do, for trying to see how I'm going to arrange mine. She's home now by herself. Well, Miss Mars, what in the world you reckon is wrong with Emma?
I don't know.
You know she's in the hospital now.
Oh, she is.
Yes, and she's in the hospital with them things. You know, I guess that's my weakness. They done took both legs off. And it don't seem like it's hope. She got them great big rising the soul boys or something other. Huh? Well, she had to go for it, took them all. Well, now there ain't nothing else to take.
Well, they'll keep her comfortable up there and do what they can.
That's what someone said that she said that she rests better since she been there than she is in the morning.
Yes.
I said, well, you see, she's there.
Mm-hmm.
I said, they got stuff there to make a rest. I said, and they know how to give it to her. I said, mean something to her. I said, do mean a little peace.
And then you can know that everything's taken care of as well as possible, and you don't, and you go ahead and do what you can for yourself, and
that's
not worry
right.
Everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and she got three of
them. Oh. I think about what you said about good talk.
Mm-hmm.
Thought about that a lot, Miss Daisy. You can remember good talk.
That's right.
When you're by yourself.
You by yourself. His company for you.
Yeah.
I think about what Miss Myers said the other day when I was there. I think about what Mr. Myers said. Well, you know, that means much to me. Things I didn't know nothing about. Things I'm glad to learn about. If I don't never be able to do it, I hear about it. Well, lots of folks from time to time, they wonder how I stay there by myself. And I said, oh, I just couldn't stay there. I said, it's just because you don't want me. I said, you don't want to be by yourself. I said, I don't mind being by myself. I said, I was born single. I wasn't born with no twin. I said, so I can stay there all right by myself. Well, it looked like you'd get lonesome. I said, no, sir. Not as much as I've got there to do. I said, I've got plenty of things there to do to keep me company. I don't get lonesome this now. Somebody come there the other day, and they knocked. I thought I had somebody knocked. It was dark. So I went on, come on out. She said, well, how you expect folks to get in your house and you got it locked up? I said, I don't expect them to come in when I'm way back there.
I'm the devil.
Nice, sir. How are you?
Go ahead. Don't let me stop you.
Mm-hmm. Well, is it fitting to get winter time?
It's already. See my jacket?
You see my sweater.
Yes. That's the truth. Look at that thing.
Yes, I know.
All padded up here this morning like this. We could close that window. Miss Daisy, Miss Mary come by a few minutes yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
She stopped with me a good while.
Oh, did she?
She did. You know, when you went out and talked to Bessie?
Yes.
Well, she was there then.
Oh, I see.
Yes, she
well,
was
I
there.
Didn't.
she was there then.
I didn't see her.
She stayed with me a long time.
Yeah.
How about that?
Well, now, I wished I'd know that. I'd love to have been down there and visited again. She didn't stay up there very long. Yeah. Well, did you find out about Ms. Weeks?
She told me. Ms. Weeks come to see her. I think she said she come on Wednesday, stayed until Saturday,
yeah,
and went back. So I asked her, I said, do she stay by herself? She said, no. After he died, she said, Ms. Weeks sold the place, and she lived with the baby girl, with her baby.
Well, you know, she told me that she stayed over there, and they talk solid.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, what are they talking about? Now, what did they... goodness.
But she said Ms. Weeks is not strong anymore.
Well, she can talk.
Said she's so... Oh, yes, yeah, she can talk. And she said this. She said, they just say, you know, I enjoyed having her. When I said, where has she been to see you before? She said, oh, days has been so long.
Yeah.
Well, I don't remember. She said, so, ain't no feeble. She can't get about good.
Well, now, the last, what I had picked up from you all was that they hadn't gotten along too well.
They had, but I didn't mention it yesterday.
No.
I just asked her how long had it been.
Yeah.
So she said, been so long. She said, but Daisy, I was glad to have her. I said, I know you were.
Well, now they talked all about all them old times they had.
I'd imagine they talked about the things past and some things, but some things Ms. Weeks wasn't going to mention. She might have thought about it, but she wasn't going to mention it.
She gave Mary a hard time.
She did.
Before she got married.
Yes, sir. She did. It ain't none of my business, but I know it.
So
now, Mary's married. She's been married 2 times. Say, but she getting along good.
Yeah, looks good.
She ain't on nobody's hand. She don't have to worry about nothing. She got her living right there. Her husband left. Now, Ms. Weeks is on hand. She have to go to somebody. Yeah. She wanted to go to see Mary. She used to wouldn't visit her.
Yeah. For a long time.
For a long time. She wouldn't even go to see.
Now that time I heard Mary say that she had took care of young'uns and
she did.
Washed and done everything.
She did. She done it all. She took care of them children. Took care of that house. Washing, ironing, scrubbing. Whatever was to be done. Well, Miss Weeks had her to do that. And lots of times she wasn't satisfied with that.
Well, how come her living was her aunt?
No, that's something I never did find out.
I never thought of it before.
Well, I thought of it was a heap of time.
Yes.
But wherever she was, I think something happened there. And I think Ms. Weeks went and got her. She wasn't nothing but a girl. Just a girl. And I think Ms. Weeks must have went and got her and brought her over there. When I know didn't think she was there.
And That's about the time you come down here.
Oh, I was, that must have been. And I come here in 23, so that must have been, so I'm 24 or 5, when they would come back.
Yeah.
But Mary have always been nice, kind, humble. She take what they put on. She didn't force back.
Yeah.
Well, somebody says she was scared. I said, well, I don't know about that. I said, some folks just ain't fussy. They just always think it won't be like this all the time. It'll get better for them. I said, I feel like that's the way Mary was. I said, I don't believe she was just scared. I said, of course, I know this. She know Miss Weeks could whoop her if she wanted to. But if she ever did, I didn't hear her. Ain't hear nothing about her. She fuss. Well, I said, I'd rather take a beating than to be fussed at. If beatmen get through and stop talking. I never could stand so much fuss.
Yeah.
I don't like to hear nobody fuss at nobody.
Yeah.
Now, just like I tell them, I say I'd die full time if I had to put up with what y'all cast on. I said, I don't see how in the world you live through that stuff. And I don't either. They fuss all the time.
Every day of the week.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes even him up at our house at night.
Yeah.
Fussing. Sometimes soon in the morning. Yeah, fussing.
They start off fussing.
That's right. Well, I ain't gonna steal it nobody like that.
Maybe they enjoy fussing.
They must have do, Miss Mary, but I don't enjoy hearing it.
Did Miss Mary remember that picking, packing them?
Them leaves?
Magnolia?
Yeah, me and her didn't get round to that, but I know she ain't forgot it.
Yeah. Nice. You know, that's the thing about that, Miss Davy. You, now that's almost like field work.
Yes, sir. It's just,
when you,
it's almost like field work.
Yeah.
See? Pay you by the bag.
And you get out there with your friends, you see, and it's time night comes, you've had enough visiting to last you a while, haven't you?
Last till in the morning. We go back there, we pick them things by the week.
Yeah.
But we didn't get tired.
Oh, no.
We just talk all the time. We had boxes and things to sit on. Get tired sitting down, stand up and pick them.
Yeah.
Rest a while.
Yeah.
Then everybody was happy. That's one thing made it so seem so easy. Everybody was happy. One, Frances, she starved. Well, it was like say I was had no end. Nine then somebody get a word in. But you may say two or three. Well then Frances would take it from there and carry on. But I liked Frances. She was as friendly as she could be.
Did she keep you up on all the neighborhood, what everybody was doing?
Who?
Frances.
No, she didn't. The most Frances talked about was herself, her growing up, and after she married, and before she married, and her church.
What happened to her when she was growing up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when her church, what she done for the church.
Well, what did she do for the church?
Well, I don't know. She just said, I done so much.
She
named a few things she did. She take dinner out to the church.
Oh, did she?
They would spread dinner six and six a time.
Yeah.
Have what they call the some kind of get together, but she had a name for it. You see, Frances, she was a primitive Baptist.
She was, yes. Oh, she was.
Yeah.
That's just one girl, that's who Dan.
I'll be back in a minute, I just see what they're doing.
But I haven't seen a primitive Baptist in a long time.
No, somebody told me there was one in Nicanope, I think. But I haven't seen, I haven't heard of a primitive church since I quit talking with Francis so much.
Yeah. Now, I've talked to primitive Baptists, used to, just grew up of
them.
Now, let me see. I kind of forget what they were interested in, Miss Stacy.
Me too.
It's kind of hard for me to think about.
I can't remember.
But they had definite ideas.
Oh, yes. They, you know, they was different from other churches.
Yes.
Now, one thing, they if they commune, they wash feet for folk. If you didn't wash your feet, you didn't get no wine.
Yeah.
Then, now I remember that law.
Yeah. And Frances, she was getting straight about that.
That's
she
right. Yes, sir. So, I don't know what happened to her church, her faith. It went down or something. But anyway, there was no primitive church around here when I could remember.
Oh, there wasn't?
No, I never remembered. You see, she lived way back over there in River Styx, back, way back behind where Miss Mary lived.
Yeah.
But they used to have schoolhouses, churches, and they was a big settlement back there, they say. But I don't know nothing about that. They was, that was all about home when I got acquainted with them, you know. They weren't visiting them kind of church. Francis, she'd go to Methodist, Baptist, and all other churches she'd visit there. But she never joined.
She's always primitive.
She was always primitive. She said that's what she was going to die, primitive.
Yeah.
So she did.
All right.
But because she didn't have no church, that didn't stop her from working with the church. She worked with the church. She helped do anything they were doing to any of the churches, Methodist or Baptist. It didn't make her no difference.
Concocted an idea of running holes out yonder where they can put the animals out. We may have to have it all undone, but let them work on the project.
Yeah.
They're excited to death about it.
Yeah.
I told them if they wanted to make a place for the, want to do something useful, make a place where we could water, keep these horse, three horses and water them and feed them and put in a trough. And if she wanted Bubba, if they wanted Bubba to stay here for a little while, fix it so it wouldn't be any trouble for them.
Yeah.
Then they could take him down. So they all excited about
working
out something. It may not work at all, but Suzanne.
Frances Faye, Frances Percy, was a primitive Baptist.
Oh.
But she lived back over there where they had a settlement of primitive Baptists with a church and school and all. But by the time Miss Daisy got on here, that had sort of fallen apart.
All gone.
All gone.
Just about.
Now that's amazing, isn't it?
It is.
It is.
You know, let me just tell them to cut the water off while they're working on that pipe. That's the thing, too. They had thought of that.
Yeah. No. And then she talked about her growing up.
Yes, she talked about her growing up and talked about after she was grown up and after she was married and things like that.
Well,
she do more talking about herself and what she done.
Yeah.
And she did what I done or somebody else done.
Well, that's
when she got through with herself and what she done, why, it was about time to go home.
Yeah.
So she didn't spend no time.
Yeah.
Nobody else. But Mr. Miles, she was the best friend and neighbor. I know we got sick up there at that junction one time, and Francis didn't miss a day coming there, doing what she could, seeing what she could do for us while we were sick. She come every day. Well, she'd ask me, well, Daisy, what you want? I said, nothing special. She said, well, you, if you don't eat something, you're going to die, and you're going to die hungry. I said, I don't believe it. She said, well, you will.
At night, they'll say. Why didn't they turn it off?
They've got some leaks in the pipe. He said he'd turn it off in just a little while.
Oh, he knows. Uh-huh. Oh, he's a plumber.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell Faye, that's nice.
But that's right. Yes. What was it now I missed?
Well, she didn't miss nothing.
Yes, that's nice. Yeah.
So, she would come, but one thing she did, she didn't ever cook nothing and bring to you. If she's going to buy you something, she'd buy it raw.
Oh.
And she'd bring it down, cook it on my stove.
Uh-huh.
She didn't ever bring buy nothing to cook for you.
Uh-huh. Well, she'd cook it on your stove.
That's right. You see, why she'd be cooking, she'd be straightening up. See, my children, they were, they wouldn't be going to do nothing at that time. And while her food was cooking, she would change my bed and fix the house, sweep, clean, and everything. When she left there, it was clean. And she's going to be back there before 12 o'clock tomorrow. You see, she come one day. She said, Dave, what you want to eat? I said, I ain't got nothing I want to eat. I said, I wished I had some turnip greens. I said, I believe I'll eat them. She said, do you want turnip greens? I said, yeah. She said, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going and send to the store and get some. And they're going to be here before night. All right, she went on home. She sent the store a big bunch of turnip greens. Sent the making up, and she lived way back over there. So she brought them greens there. She picked them. She washed them. And she put them on. Put them in pot. She said, now, if night starts coming too fast for these greens get done, so I'm going to tell you what to do. So you get your chair and set a chair. and watch these greens, and when they get done, take them up and eat all your ones. So the greens got done a long time before she got that with them about 12 o'clock. So she cooked them greens, and she fixed me some. Cooked a little thin whole cake of cornbread to eat with them. She said, "Now, you eat, and when I come back here, I want you feeling better." She said, "You got to have these greens, or I don't know why you want them greens. It may be two. I don't know." I said, "I know." So when she fed me, she left. I could sit up and get my woman confined to the bed. But I was just weak. I wasn't strong enough to do nothing. So she fed me. That next day she come back. Well, she had some greens left. Well, I done got up and warmed them and eat me some more when she come. Feeling pretty good when she come in. She said, "Dave?" I said, "Huh?" She said, "How you feeling this morning?" I said, "Oh, I feel fine." I said, "I think you can turn me loose." She said, "Did you eat?" I said, "Yes, I done eat more greens, Francis." I said, "That's the life of me. Ain't no greens." She said, "Well, I'll bring you some more Friday." I said, "If greens is medicine, you shall have it." But you know, it looked like good things. It don't last long. They just passes you by. Now I don't know nae woman living like Frances was. I don't know nae woman living like Liza. Of course, Liza, I believe she would have done it if she'd had a chance. But she ain't had a chance to do nothing for me but just keep me company. When my aunt was there sick, she would come up there and accompany her sometime. But Frances, she was my mom. Because I didn't have no mother here then.
Miss Mary never done things for people like that?
Miss Mary, see, Miss Mary was way back over yonder. She ain't know what was going on over here.
That's right. They just don't know what's going on.
That's right. She knew what's going on.
I imagine she done right smart of that.
Who, Miss Mary? I believe she had. Well, she could. Well, folks was in reach of her and things like that. But I know she's done nice things for me when I wasn't sick. After I met her, they used to kill hogs over there. She'd done a great big piece of liver sometimes. Sometimes she'd bring me beef. And just nice things like that. She used to bring me greens. She used to have a garden over there. Well, if my garden didn't have no greens in it, or she didn't know whether it did or not, then she'd bring me some greens. But she used to have lots of business in McIntosh, some way or another. But she'd pass my house sometimes two, three times a week. See, I was over there under the old magnolia tree.
Well, what business would she have in McIntosh?
I don't know. I never did know. But,
maybe she went to the store down there instead of me.
And maybe so. That's what I said. She went down the street. But I didn't ask her, and she didn't tell me. I just told myself that.
it a little bit further
than
they can open.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, but she's asleep.
Yeah, I bet you she has done a whole lot of things like that. If you're over there close enough. Did you know family over there in where, in front of where Miss Mary is now, where they got cattle? There used to be a family over there named Woodard.
Named who?
Woodard.
I didn't know them.
And this, maybe I got the name wrong. And then they had a house right there in front of Miss Mary's on the River Six Road.
Mm-hmm.
On down towards the, where you was.
Yes.
On the other side. You don't remember that?
No. I don't remember.
Well, they farmed back in there.
Oh, they
and
did.
They had a little 20 acres and went right down to the lake.
I didn't know then.
Yeah, that's out of your territory.
Well, where is they now?
Oh, that's been a long time. Long time. Oh, they got bought out, you see.
Yeah. And they started building ranches, they bought everything they could get hold of.
Yeah. That's right. And give people such a big price they couldn't turn it down.
Uh-huh. And knowing they wasn't going to have their ranch, so they put the money in, put in the bank and live off it.
But then if they want some more property, they couldn't buy it. It'd be denied. Mm-hmm. So it's a...
Well, I always thought this. If I had some, I bought it. Of course, I want it. And I want to do what I can to keep it for me.
Now,
if you've got something you don't need, well, and somebody wants it, I sell it. But see, I ain't gonna get that much.
You know, I can't remember exactly what we talked about then. Don't you know now? Everybody talks about the children growing up that they don't know how to work.
That's right.
And they don't seem to want to learn. And
the colored pants don't try to learn them. How to work.
Any of them learn them how to work. But now, back then, they worked back then.
They
worked? I forget what we talked about then.
Mm-hmm. Now, the colored children, they, in my way of thinking, they would be better and would do better if the pants was better.
Yeah.
But the pants, they don't want them to work. If the young one don't want to work, they don't want them to work.
Now that's curious, isn't it?
It's crazy.
That's crazy.
Mr. Myers, if you don't learn your child how to work, how you expect him to live when he grow up? Now, I see them children young. My daughter's children. They don't do nothing. They don't do nothing. She don't make them do nothing. Sometime I tell her, I said, well, why don't you make them children pick up that trash or clean it up? They don't want to. And I don't bother them.
Well,
I said, well, you post the bother. I said, you work.
Well, now, what did we talk about the children back then? I can't remember that, Miss Daisy.
When? When we was here before?
No, yeah, when Frances was there. Oh.
When Doris was young, a child herself.
Yeah.
What did we talk about?
When you and Frances talked about the children, what did you all talk about?
My children, Frances' children, worked.
Yeah.
Oh.
They worried.
What you was worried about then was your children would behave themselves.
That's right. Behave themselves.
And stay
and
off
mind
the
them.
Gang.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing you talked about.
That's one thing we talked about, and that's one thing me and Francis did. We see that our children stayed in their place. If they didn't, they know what was coming.
Yeah.
But now, you see, the children, they do what they want to. If he missed the chain gang, he just done it himself.
Yeah.
It's not parents training.
No,
of course, they allow them to do what's pleased. Now, you take Dar's children. They go to the sisters and stay long as they want to. They come back home. Stay long as they want to. But she needs them there every day. When you let your children go here and there and do like that, well, they ain't in a mother's care. They ain't in the father's care. They in their own care. And what then, how do they know how to care? They don't know. But don't say nothing about it. But I do sometimes. I tell her, I say, they know better than you. I say, you wait. I say, all of mine wait. See, your children come from school and they play football or they lay down and go to sleep and find anything you want to eat. And that's another thing. They try to give them just what they want to eat. You know what that is? Ice cream and some kind of crackers and some kind of trash. Something ain't no good for them. I says, you didn't come like that. I said, it's good for you today. I said, whatever I cook, that's what we eat. I said, you didn't tell me what to cook. You didn't tell me what you didn't want. I said, with these children, well, I don't want that. You need to cook that. I said, I ain't going to eat it. I said, you didn't tell me that. She said, Mama, folks ain't raising the children now like you raised us. I said, that's for sure. She says, we knowed not to tell you what we wasn't going to do or what we was going to do. We knowed to ask you, could we do so and so? I said, well, your children was born, they come in the world, that's like you. I said, how come you didn't learn them there? I said, they'd be the heat better off. I said, nah, the way you raise them and train them, I said, they ain't fitting for nothing when they grow up but the chain gang. The jailhouse, and it's running over now. I said, but you work. I said, your brother works. I said, but your children work. But finally got Samuel, started to work. He works regular now. He wake up there to Gainesville and some of them stores up there. But he's working good now.
How old is Sambo?
I think he's 19.
Golly.
Mm-hmm. Hard to believe.
But grown man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but you and Mr. Francis now, but you all talked about your children.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't talk about them being trifling.
No. No. If we said anything about children, we'd say this. We'd talk like this. Well, the children went sitting in such a place today to do so much and so much away. So much fun. If somebody would come and want them to clean yards or work in the yard or something like that. Well, that's what we'd have to talk about. But we didn't have to even think about he being in trouble or nothing. Because when night comes, They were homeless. My boy, my oldest boy, he never left home till he was 21 years old. He would go out in the daytime whenever he'd take a notion to go, but he was home when night come, and there he stayed till day in the morning, if he wasn't hung, but he left to hunt. At night. Mm-hmm. If he had a chance, he'd go hunting or fishing in the daytime. Well, he wasn't into nothing.
Yeah.
He wasn't into no trouble.
Miss Daisy, there wasn't as much to complain about in those days.
No.
Was there?
No, it wasn't as much. Well, they didn't have all these jokes and all these things and fun to go to. Right. Now, you take this boy, Dora. Why, she had no business with him at first, and I told her so. Well, after his mother died, his aunt and none of his relatives, they didn't want him, and they didn't have him. So Dora said she would take him. She said the welfare asked her, would she take the boy and take care of him, and the check would come to her. The boy was on welfare, some kind of way. And that boy, he didn't pay her a bit more attention than this folk is noticing me. He'd growed up, and he was sassy. He was nasty to her. She couldn't tell him nothing. So I told her, time up, I said, Dora, I said, you didn't have no business with his place. I said, you know where it comes from? I said, you know his daddy? I said, you know, why could he be anything? How could you do anything with him? Well, I'll do so. But some folks, they do anything or try anything they think they can get a dime out of. And they won't keep the dime no longer than they get it.
Yeah.
All right. Now, this boy's grown up, I think he's 18 or 19. He's been in jail now over a week. Been up there in jail. Went down there, couldn't it fool him, got to fighting or fussing or something or other, and he had a stolen pistol. And so here they go. He down there now. Mm-hmm. Somebody said his bone, it was either his bone, no, it was his, must have been his spine. Because they said it was $100 or 20 days out there. Mm. All right. There they went down there to see him. They told him what his spine was. They told him he didn't have that kind of money to put on. So he ain't worth it. Do what you want to do with him. I said, that's the best word he's said since he's been born. I said, he can't do nothing with him. I said, but they'll do something with him. I said, he'll work out there. Somebody said, yeah, I think it's a shame. I said, why? I said, you start buying them, that's what they look for. If you don't start buying him, that's what he's looking for. If you get into something, if you didn't buy him this time, he don't think you're going to buy him next time.
Yeah.
I said, and that's going to keep him from getting into so many things.
So now, Daisy, you didn't have that trouble.
No, sir.
You and Francis and all of it.
No, sir.
You didn't have to worry about that.
Didn't
but a lot of them got into trouble, but and you but there wasn't so very many got into trouble.
That's right.
And yep. They were the ones you talked about before your children, so they wouldn't get in trouble.
They wouldn't get them. Well, I just plainly tell mine. I said, now, you better not do so and so. I said, if you do, you're going to get in trouble. I said, you're going to have to get out.
Yeah.
I said, Mama ain't going to buy you a thing. Put one penny on you. Not for cutting the fool, getting in trouble. But if he's sick, I'll give him my last penny.
Sure.
And I'll do all I can for you. But I'm not going. I ain't going to pay no fine. I ain't going to pay nobody's fine. Ain't nobody never paid mine. Of course, I didn't make none.
You didn't see the law very much.
No, sir. I don't know nothing about law.
Out where you live, the law didn't bother you.
Well, I think I better go to my house.
Now, Miss Dave, don't you start talking about that.
Stop talking about going home.
No, you know, it's been a long time. Last time or two we talked, we was in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's early yet.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got your groceries.
Yes, I got some of them, but my granddaughter supposed to come out here about 12.
She'll wait for you.
And I won't see her.
She'll wait for you.
Mm-hmm. That one don't wait on you.
Yeah, that right?
No, sir. Wait. She don't wait for you. If you ain't ready, she goes on. Of course, she's not coming at me, but I want to send by her to town at me something.
Oh,
that's what I want to see her about. So next time, I stay long. But I've been here a long time now.
Yeah, I've been here in a time trial. Wait, you already got some of your groceries?
Yes, sir.
That's still... Well, I tell you, we can visit again.
Mm-hmm.
Today, or later, or in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure can.
I have to go to church in the morning.
There's several things that I wanted to bring up that I...
Can't think about. Well, you think about it Tuesday.
You ought to take a little break.
Oh, that's where we can't visit no more on Tuesday.
Yes.
She has, if she wants to go see Elizabeth.
Yes.
Then a little later on I can pick her up.
And we can have a little lunch or something. I might think of, Miss Daisy, I might think of two or three things. I want to bring up. I might. I do, I'll holler at you.
Okay.
Well, I won't be able to come back the day.
Oh, you won't?
No.
Well,
I have to come back another day. You have to notify me another day.
Well,
you know I was back there. You know I was there back there. You couldn't hardly find me.
That's right. And I
just
had
more.
And you ought to see the things she had to get, including a stove pipe down at the store.
What all did you have to get, Miss Davis?
Down to the stove.
Yeah.
The main thing was some stove pots.
Yeah.
And I got some, a few white potatoes. And I think that's about all.
What's
got me some snuff.
What's the matter with your stove?
Just had to get a joint of pipe and it was too short. You see, the one I had last year, it went all up there.
Oh.
So Samuel, he cut the point off and he cut it too short.
Yeah.
He cut too much off, so I had to get me a joint. Because it looked like I'm going to soon have to get me a fire.
Yeah, just one joint's all you needed.
Yes, sir. So I went and got me a joint.
Yeah.
So when he come and I catch up with him and some of the rest of them, I'm gonna get them to put it in the piece of pipe in. So that's why I'm about to stick around home trying to catch somebody.
That pins you down, don't it?
Sir?
That pins you down when you gotta
catch
somebody.
Sometimes. Kept somebody and do a few things around. I reckon maybe I might work some next week. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hardly getting along over there with that building and tearing up and going on.
Where they're going?
It's fixing on the house.
Oh, really?
Rich at the silver again? We sure will.
Well, that's a very nice business.
It sure was. We enjoyed it.
Sure will. If they ain't enjoying no shelter than me. All right.
So, Miss Daisy was in a hurry. She had to go down and catch Elizabeth. And that's the end of this little visit. Not quite a full reel. Around 910, Channel 1 right. Around 910, Channel 1 right. And the end of our little visit this Saturday morning. And it's right straight up 12 o'clock, or a little bit after. 12 o'clock this Saturday morning, the 16th of October, 1970. The 17th of October, 1970. 17th of October, 1970. Now, some of this was right choice. She got back into Miss with Frances Pursley, but she didn't have too much to say about Miss Guthrie yesterday, mostly Miss Weeks. She just didn't quite get into Miss Guthrie, but now she's got to stick around the house, and I can't work with her enough to get into it. This is 9:30, going on 9:30 at the end of the visit of Miss Daisy, this Saturday morning, 17th of October, 1970, Channel 1 right.